This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Every minister gets what I call anonymous notes or anonymous letters. I get them. It's just part of the job. The minister that I followed in Atlanta got so many anonymous letters that he told me that he got to the place where he literally got up one Sunday and said, look, if I get a letter and there's no return address at the upper left side or on the back, I'm not going to open it. So I'm just going to tell you, you can send me an anonymous letter if you want, but I'm not going to open it. Now, I'm not saying that was right or wrong. It's just what he told me. And he said it cut down tremendously on the number of anonymous notes that he got because of there was a lot of turmoil and conflict going on in the church at the time. And so I got an anonymous letter that I want to read to you. And this was from 5 years ago. It's nothing recent. It was from November of 2010. There's no signature, no name on it, just to me. And it says, pertaining to your sermon Sunday. In that sermon, I had told you, I kind of told it, I thought, in a funny way, but this person was a little bit offended by what I said. I told how that when I fly on airplanes, I've had some strange things happen to me in that I had a man fall asleep on my shoulder. I didn't know him. I had no idea who he was, an older man. In fact, when the flight was over, the flight attendant put her hand on my shoulder and bent over and said, sir, would you wake up your dad and tell him to put on his seatbelt and, you know, bring up his chair? And I said, well, I have no idea who he is. She said, he's asleep on your shoulder. I said, yeah, I know. I just let him sleep. And that's happened twice to me with two different people. One time, a woman sat down next to me, and I could tell by the look on her face, sheer terror. I said, don't tell me this is the first time you've ever flown. And she said, yeah, how'd you guess? I said, just by the look of terror on your face. And I tried to say, hey, it's not that bad. You'll do fine. Well, every time, she didn't know me, I didn't know her, but every time the plane would dip, you know, hits a bump, an air bump, you know, she would take both hands and grab my arm. And like a blood pressure cuff, just squeeze as tight as she could and scream right in my ear. And just do repeatedly, and when the flight was over, I literally got up and said, I think the feeling's coming back into my arm. I think I can feel my fingers now. So I told about that on that Sunday in November 2010. And I kind of made a little fun with it. But here's what this person wrote. I think it may be a woman from the handwriting. She said, is it possible that people do that because they feel peace with you? Is it possible that maybe you have a non-threatening spirit? Well, I was getting convicted as I'm reading this. You know, here I made light of it. Is it possible you've got a non-threatening spirit? Instead of seeing this as something funny, maybe you need to see this as a blessing. Embrace it. Did you ever stop to think that this could be an opportunity to pray for the people who were sleeping on your shoulder or squeezing your arm? No, I didn't think of that. The person mentioned that in sleep, human hindrances sometimes are down, and you may have had a spiritual opportunity or a spiritual opening to pray for these people. Well, I was real convicted by that. But the last two lines of the letter went like this. So Randy, be blessed and be a blessing. Be blessed and be a blessing. What if somebody wrote you a letter like that, ending with those words, be blessed and be a blessing? You know, it never occurs to some people to be a blessing to anybody. Never. Why would I be a blessing to somebody? I got places to go. I got things to do. I'm busy. And it never occurs to us that God may provide open opportunities of service where we could be a blessing.
Well, it may seem strange to begin a message with an anonymous letter. We continue with the reading of the text tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.